names, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, Radio yeah. BAM. CKY's here. They're fresh back from Russia. And I was with them from Amsterdam, Cologne, Germany, Copenhagen, Sweden, and Finland. And man.
How about that boat ride?
All right, there was a boat ride from Stockholm, Sweden to Helsinki, Finland. It was a 12-hour boat ride. The whole place was like 18-year-old kids to like 23. Everybody was a shit show. Yeah. Everybody. Wasted.
It was like 2,000 people.
And it happens every time. They say that like half the people on the boat wind up in the drunk tank at the end. And CKY played on the boat, 2,000 people. It was a, well, I don't really remember. All I remember is that somebody kept saying to Chad, he was giving the Hitler sign.
Yeah, Chad. I almost ended up in jail for good that night.
Chad just nailed him in the face with his guitar.
After a while, what did you do? You told him to come up, and then you just smacked him in the head with your guitar?
The whole fucking show was like, it was a full, it would have been a really cool show, and I was having a good time for a while until I noticed this dude who kept fucking sticking his finger like a Hitler stash and then doing the Hail Hitler thing.
Somebody said he was going, no, the monitor's out. The monitor's out. He's waving his hand like Hitler the whole time.
The PA shut off.
Why would you start out on your face
and why would
and
it
then
be,
point at
and
the
and
monitor?
And why would it be to Chad I. Ginsburg?
To tell me, the guitar player. I don't fucking tell someone who. No, he was doing the fucking whole Nazi thing, and I don't know what his point was, but I know that when he came up onto the stage, I literally tried to break his skull open into as many fucking pieces as I could possibly ever do with my fucking guitar.
And the show was such a clusterfuck on top of that, though. Like, all the equipment was, like, shutting off because of power problems and stuff. And
everybody was so loaded, nobody even fucking
cared.
The hospital.
The whole fucking place was loaded. I think the driver of the boat was loaded.
Yeah.
Everybody
was
loaded.
And then at the end of the... And
I have some radio shit that we taped there. I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, I got so loaded that I started wrestling Lawrence all over
the
room.
My knee is broken.
Is it still hurt?
It's a huge bruise.
Good, you probably deserved it because you had lipstick all over your face.
You really
from some floozy.
Well, no.
Some Swedish floozy.
At the end of the night.
Not a lie, I saw it.
The promoter.
Then I wrestled Chad, then I wrestled Darren.
Bam. Yeah. You didn't hear this yet. At the end of the night, the promoter chick is there, and like it was a clusterfuck and like a logistical nightmare. And Hannah got the brunt of it. Like he had to carry all the shit with no help from anybody. Like there was no like loaders to load the stage or anything. And then at the end of the night, Hannah just goes, I just want to thank you guys for your incredible hospitality. You've done an excellent job here. And then he just goes, just kidding. And like the lady was like, oh, thank you. And then it was just like, just kidding. And she's like, oh.
Dude, I'm so mad that I missed Russia because I've never been there.
Jesse beat
like
you to a country, dude.
Yeah, it was a perfect opportunity for me to go. I was already in Finland. I couldn't even go to the Finland show and all my friends were there. I had to go home for a goddamn book signing in North Jersey.
The Finland show was fucking a blast, dude. And the girls in Finland, I'm telling you, dude. The Finland train.
I've been there 26 times, believe me, I know.
Finland train station, you can't count to 5 seconds without seeing a better looking girl than the last girl. Like a Pennsylvania 10 is a Finland 2.
Yeah.
I know. I've seen me do it.
And Sweden and in Russia the girls are fucking amazing as well looking. They're it's
big
ridiculous.
Blue eyes.
And they had really all the girls had really good asses in Russia.
To you.
No.
I like a bigger booty.
They were all good asses.
So I heard this Russian venue was supposedly mob owned mafia.
Dude,
I mean from what we've seen in movies it looked just like a total like a Russian nightmare for us.
Well, like half of Moscow is run by just the mafia.
Picture like seven shady meetings going around you with dudes in suits, and it's like, what are they doing here? They're not security, like, you know.
No one's laughing. Yeah. No
wasn't
one's
there
smiling.
Like Saran wrapped bricks in the back?
Yeah. Well,
like,
what could that be? The thing was, like, we don't touch our luggage or gear or anything. They actually get it from the train that we came in on and put it in the van, like, and you don't do a thing.
We had these people who looked after us, and they were part of, like, a big Russian organization, and they took care of us and made sure we got from where we needed to go, and we used their vans, and in that van there was already some shady shit in it before our luggage got in.
Plastic-looking bricks.
And there's just other shit going on. Everybody's, dead straight, serious face, and we seem like second priority to what they were already busy doing. Like, when we got there, they're like, you go to breakfast. And we just, we didn't ask.
We didn't say, like, hey, can we stop for breakfast? They just took us there, and we ate.
It wasn't like a breakfast place. It was a private, cleared-out club with, like, two guys having a meeting.
You eat this tongue soup.
Yeah.
Jess had tongue soup. He's like, you want meat soup? Yeah, meat soup. That sounds pretty good. Oh, man, it's pretty good meat. What is it? How do you say, cow tongue, no yes?
I was just like,
Margaram Bami, you want autogram, no yes?
Hannah's like, you're not tasting the soup. The soup is tasting you.
Yeah, on the way out, you got your ass licked.
Yeah, got my salad tossed.
Yeah.
How about Pinky Farty Ass on the boat?
I got pictures of her.
You have pictures of her?
Yeah.
This girl.
Two hot blondes.
She was hot, but she was...
They were left over from the cruise before, yeah.
She came from Finland to Sweden, and she was getting... She was going back, but she already partied before we even got on. So she pissed her pants, these pink pants. She comes up with piss all over them. She's like,
and shat. I mean, she had a brown.
I think she like even sat on my lap and started talking to me. I'm like, dude, get this pinky pussy pants off of me, man.
Pinky pussy pants.
I took a piss. You don't want to give me a kiss? No, yes. Don't tell my butt, my pinky stinky butt. I just don't think. Don't tell my piss, my pinky stinky piss.
You won't want to give me a kiss. No, yes.
Hey, Jess, how about the who had to sit next to on their way back?
Oh, fuck, dude. On the flight home, we were on like the Polish Airlines. And me and Louie had to sit next to this old lady who full-on pissed her pants and stunk like the worst piss you get.
Yeah, terrible. I got pictures of Jess. Check it out.
Yeah, I couldn't take it, like, because I was already, like, hungover and I wasn't feeling good.
Look at Jess next to her.
Smelling piss. Like, man. I gagged three times, and then I finally told the stewardess lady, I'm like, I need to move. Like, I need to move my seat.
How many Polish people does it take to change light bulb?
How many?
Well, it takes 1,001. One to change the bulb and the other 1,000 to pick up the entire house and turn it to a 360-degree angle. How many Russians does it take to change a light bulb? Well, it takes two. One to change the bulb, the other one to pimp out his wife.
wife.
How many French people does it take to change a light bulb? It takes two. One to change the bulb and the other one forgot the one on deodorant. How many Irish people does it take to change a light bulb? Well, it takes three. One to change the bulb and the other two to mash their dicks together so it equals one normal size dick.
Jesus Christ.
Rides. Fucking train rides in Moscow, and we took a train ride to
any whores.
That's why we're all coughing, because we're
any whores.
There's whores all over Russia. I mean, they're not at our hotel because we had some really crazy nice hotel this time. But Patch Adams was staying there. The real Patch Adams.
What's Patch Adams doing in Russia?
He was there. Patch Adams is a
visiting
clown.
An orphanage.
He's a clown, and they made that movie with Robin Williams with him. But he said that they didn't pay him for that shit, and he's fucking.
Is he ticked off?
He doesn't think it was a good representation of him. But he's a real clown who goes and helps like sick children and elderly people who are in nursing homes and cheers them up with clowning. And he brings like 12 or 15 clowns with him, and that's who we ended up hanging out with. They're clowns from all over the world, but most of them spoke better English than anyone around us.
Was he at the bar with the New Year's every night?
Paramount Pictures made a movie called Chad Ginsburg.
Right.
And then you get
and
nothing.
You didn't know, you had nothing to do with it.
They'll probably try to make that movie, but... So I'm going to get paid but first.
He's like, yeah, I didn't get like a dime for that. And I'm like, the movie is your fucking name.
He said it didn't represent what he does because he promotes peace. But he's got these communes. He's like a commune leader.
Yeah.
And he's been a hippie, like a 70s guy. And he's really
looks
cool.
Like Frank Zappa kind
of. He had some serious deep talks with Darren, man.
What was better, St. Petersburg or Moscow?
St. Petersburg.
Why? They were there for four
Way
days.
Way nicer. And they actually follow the red lights there. Like, in Moscow, there was a seven lane intersection, and there's a red light, and every single car didn't even look at the light. Yeah.
It was like a clusterfuck of just two traffic lanes coming together with no rules.
Anybody get any
pussy in Russia? Lawrence?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Lieutenant?
No, I didn't.
You're a liar.
Come on, Lieutenant.
Check out this. It's a video. You can see it on the radio.
Yeah, you can.
This is the traffic. I'll put.
I don't want to see traffic.
No, you do.
I can play it over here. All right, listen.
Jesus. Dude.
Yeah.
That is an official clusterfuck, dude. It's seven lanes both ways, and everybody's just trying to get through. Oh my god!
No one's paying attention to any lights, green lights, red lights,
and no one's even pissed off. They all have dead straight expressions on their face, like they do this all the time.
Yeah, they're all on vodka, probably.
Yeah.
They're hopped up on vodka.
Louis was gonna cry on the tour sometime. When were you gonna cry on that ride?
Maybe breakfast.
Everybody cried on this tour except for me and Jess.
I was on the verge.
Yeah.
After I ate tongue soup, I was thinking of crying, but I didn't.
That last night in St. Petersburg, after that interview, I felt like crying. Or during it, you know.
Yeah, this one dude did this interview with us, and it was like a pretty good TV station, so we were like, all right, cool. And the guy's like, what are you doing in Russia? It's just like, oh, fuck,
We're playing a fucking show, man. We're in a rock band.
He talks so slow that I was just thinking. I didn't even know how to answer him. I was just like, I don't have enough breadcrumbs to get home.
Do you like Russia? No, yes.
Do you like... And then he's like, so you just got off the Guns N' Roses tour. I'm like, dude, that was fucking 6 years ago.
That was 04, faggot.
Yeah. Like, what the God fuck damn. Are you talking? Where's your research from 5 years ago?
What kind of asshole research did you do?
Mm-hmm. Dude's like, we just got off the GNR tour.
You got a clip, Chad?
What? No, I'm just looking at pictures of you in your pajamas walking around Lund, Sweden.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was in my jammies.
Yeah.
Because the tour bus, dude, those bunks, I sleep so good in them.
Me too.
I go into, like, an official coma. Because it's so dark in there, and, like, you're moving, so, like, you can't really do anything. So, like, you just sleep.
And you don't want to get out because it's, like...
I get the greatest sleep in the tour bus.
Well, I get it because you talked your fucking ass off for about 3 hours, dude, talking in your sleep. Like, that full volume, like, not... Every time, every other few words, you'd say something that made sense. Like, fuck that. Well, I'm not now that I consider it.
Bam woke me up to tell me to ask Missy to give her your pussy. No. Give you her pussy.
Give me some pussy,
Missy. Tell Missy to give her my pussy.
I'm out here on a rock and roll tour. I ain't got no pussy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I didn't get any pussy on the whole tour because, like, where do you do that?
The worst place to come
one
and get
week
pussy
in
dude.
Europe, and I take Missy out there, and I get no zero pussy.
Just go in the back lounge and lock the door.
Dude, nobody got any pussy on the road with Darren on the bus, dude. He didn't allow girls on our
hard.
Bus for fucking years.
It's too hard to do. You can't do it in the bunk. You could do it in the back.
You can, kind of.
Well, it's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, did you get a hooker in Amsterdam?
No. The fucking farting going on.
Did anybody get a hooker?
I'm a germaphobe.
Did anybody get a hooker? Well, that's not normally something anybody wants to admit.
Who hooked it up?
We can't talk about it.
Somebody had to hook it up.
Well, these people have lives to protect if that's true.
Somebody probably hooked it up.
Look at Matty J staring at the fish, the fucking goddamn.
Yeah. I remember. Dude, Matty J smoked so much fucking weed that he went to the hospital.
Yeah. And I told Hannah he's going to have to call an ambulance for me. And I, you know, me and weed. What?
Who's playing Jess and the European occasional weed smokers?
I didn't smoke any weed.
Oh, you're a liar.
Well, I have, but I didn't.
No, you did.
Not in Amsterdam.
Dude! You're lying.
I didn't smoke in Amsterdam.
You're lying.
I probably smoked in, like, England or something.
Oh, yeah. We have footage proof right now.
Let me see.
Oh, it's me feeding you the coffee when you're sleeping in the lounge.
Yeah, asshole.
And then you wanted to take it. Dude, if you would have threw it, we would have been kicked out instantly.
I was about to. I'm just like...
Dude, all these dime pieces.
I like coffee as much as the next guy, but fucking fuck off.
Man.
Yeah, man, there was a lot of shit to talk about. We'll probably be talking about some stories of that tour for a while.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
I don't even know where to begin.
I don't remember the first, like, 10 dates where they were.
Me and Louis almost got arrested in London for various weird circumstances. Man. We got fucking stopped in an alley by six cops.
Alley?
No, not alley. Where is alley?
She's blonde hair with the... what was it? With
blonde hair girl with the black or something. I don't know, fronts.
The so blonde with the black hair.
Yeah.
Ghost Hunter.
Hey, the Moxie has some fans.
Louis, when do you promote the Moxie? That's strange.
The whole tour.
Normally promoting yourself. Remember when Louis closed
the
set?
Yeah, the desert.
Yeah, and the Moxie.
You were like, this is by a lieutenant.
The Moxie couldn't come over until 5 o'clock today because they're too busy running errands. And Sean and I figured out that the errands that they run today was probably this. Dude, I can't come over till 5. Why? Because I got to go to Ardmore and I got to pick up double scotch tape over there. Then I got to go to Fraser to get some ice. Then I got to go to the dollar store and get some clothespins down in Delaware.
Clothespins.
Just running errands doing a bunch of nonsense. Then I have to go back to King of Prussia to make one copy at Kinko's.
One copy.
I got here like 45 minutes after you called. Dude, this is ridiculous.
That's Shitbird. Shitbird used to run all the way to Delaware to get cigarettes. He's like, it's like a buck cheaper. I'm like,
what
asshole? $5 in gas.
Your gas price. Yeah. Like, dude, what the fuck kind of logic is that?
Shitbird logic.
Yeah. The best is like, when Chad was sick before we left for tour, and Shitbird lives like a town away from Chad now, and he's like, hey man, I'm coming over, I'm bringing you chicken
No, he didn't
soup.
Tell me what he's doing. He just said, yo dude, what's up? And I was like, cool. And then he started texting all this dumb shit.
Shit?
Yeah, he started texting me all this other shit, and I was just like in the fucking worst mood. I was totally sick, and I was just like, dude, like, listen, I'm in a really fucking bad mood, you gotta stop fucking texting me, and like, just like cut it out. And he's just like, cool, I'll be over in 20 minutes.
You don't get it.
Yeah. And I'm like, Shitbird, ha, ha, ha.
You just don't get it.
And then he comes to my door in 20 minutes. I hear knocking, and I'm like, fucking
ha, ha, ha. No, yeah, I'm really coming over. Dude, I'm in a bad mood, and I don't want to. Yeah, well, I'll just want to be over in 20
left,
minutes.
I just want to be left alone.
That's
so
what I said.
Right now. All right, cool. I'll be right over.
And then but I couldn't be mad because he showed up at my door with a bag full of like chicken soup and vitamins and some other shit, and he's like, eat everything in this bag.
Did it help you out?
I'm like, all right, what do you want to record, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want to record?
What nothing. No, he was just being a nice dude, man. Shitbird is great.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, man.
Hey, G.
Yo.
Can you play the worst rap in the world?
No, you want... Okay.
Jess, right. This is the worst rap in the world.
All right.
It's by Bangs.
Yeah. I'm ready.
He's from Sudan, and it fucking sucks.
Like, you think it's Cold and the D is bad.
He's
this
from
is
Khartoum, yeah. And it
is
fucking
it on YouTube?
Sucks.
Yeah. Boy, Bangs. And this track, dedicated to all the ladies out there.
Jesus.
Who like to go to the movies, you know? Especially you, girl.
It's almost as bad as Russian music.
Fuck! Oh, fuck!
Man.
I mean, the music video is even worse to look at.
Look at the video. There's a car in the background that's not even his.
What color is he?
What do you mean?
I can't see him. I'm as curious what color he is.
He's a Jamaican guy or something?
Jamaican?
Sudan.
He's from Sudan.
Sudan.
What's that make?
Sue Bill. He's probably got more money.
Who, Bill Gates?
I don't know. You said Sudan. I don't even know who that is.
You're simple.
I know, but I make it work, though. Louis, I got good wordplay jokes?
Whatever those are called, yeah, you're good at them.
What are they called when you make a joke out of a word?
Dude, listen to this.
It's so good. No.
Oh my god, man.
What don't you like about it?
The fake money. Not the fake.
Let me take it to the movie, shorty.
Yeah.
So bad.
Oh my god. Alright, no more. What about that English kid who's fed up about the video game?
Oh, that dude's insane. He's,
Wait, Jess, that's here. Where is he? Jesse!
Jess got bored because we weren't talking about CKY anymore.
You gotta hear this kid.
He went to go about Russia again.
This kid is furious about a video game.
17 hours straight. I'm fucking upset. I've got milk on my fucking lips because I don't give a shit. I just don't.
Milk on his lips.
Who gives a shit if I made a mess? So, let's punch. Fucking punch the wall.
Did he lose a video game?
Twice. Both times.
He got
I'm
this
so
new.
Fucking upset.
He just got this new Modern Warfare.
Keep going.
Video. Okay, well, I'm talking over. But now he's gonna punch a cement wall. He's so mad. He's punching a cement wall right now.
Over a video game.
Modern Warfare,
Warfare 2 or something.
2.
It looks like it hurts.
I don't give a shit, man.
Oh, what?
I don't give a shit, man. His hand's
there's
broken.
Blood on the wall now.
His hands are like bleeding right now.
And broken.
Does he know it's funny?
No.
He's that pissed off about a video game?
I hate Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
What?
Fucking hate Modern Warfare 2.
It's on YouTube under Modern Warfare 2.
It is the worst game ever.
The worst game ever.
17 hours straight. Fucking
17 hours straight and then he loses.
Get into it, it's not. I can't, man. It's
imagine
not
playing a fucking video game for 17
not my
hours.
Game.
And then he loses.
I mean,
yeah. And he's just furious.
Okay, but. Fuck it.
He's all crying right now.
Fuck it.
Modern
he's crying.
Modern Warfare 2.
I was expecting it to be like. Call of Duty 5, but better
does
weapons
he, like,
and fucking better
while
things.
He's playing
but
in the
shit!
Yeah, I know. Like, what's he doing now?
He just smashed his video camera, knocked it down, and that's it.
What an idiot.
Over a fucking video game. Who gives a shit?
I'd give a shit if I was on it for 17 hours and then lost.
Yeah.
17 hours.
Like, but can't
man.
You put hit pause?
Yeah.
Like, you can go back to it, you save the game. And
dude,
you come
one time, it was Joe Hiddleston. He was playing this video game, and he was like, he was on it for like 5 hours. He was gonna win the whole thing. He was like, fighting this snake or something. He's like, I'm gonna fucking win. I'm gonna win the whole game. Blaine comes in all wasted. He's like, yeah, fellas. He hits the cord. Thing fucking unplugs the whole game. It's like, ooh. He's like, Blaine, you motherfucker.
Dude, everything that dude does is a catastrophe.
Yeah, he broke my foot in three different spots.
Yeah, he fucking ran into you full speed.
I'm hitting the jump on the dirt bike, and he's just the yellow four-wheeler. He's, like, sipping on a beer, not looking where he's going at all. Yeah. Collides with me full-blown. I do, like, a fucking 720 in midair as my foot's broken.
And you know what the worst part of that was? Not that you got your foot broken. I bet you after it was broken and you were fucked up, he just probably looked at you like, oh, shit, sorry. That fucking face. You know that, like, open-mouth face?
You know what, though? I must thank him, though, because I wrote that book because of him.
Fair enough.
I was sitting in the kitchen for 3 months with a broken foot. I was like, I am bored.
So something good came out
of it. So I just wrote a bunch of shit. Oh, yeah. Serious as dog dirt. Might as well promote it.
Where is your book, Bam?
Where is it?
Yeah, like in the house.
It's at Aldi's house.
There's none here?
No, it's at all. I left it at Aldi's.
Kitty Literaldi and the double Ishmaels. Because me and Taylor have, well, I got it cut last night, but we had Ishmael hair. Look, he still has it.
Ishmael.
Look, oh, it's fucking Ishmael. Doesn't he look like Ishmael from Kingpin?
I don't want to get Munson'd out in the middle of nowhere.
Dude, you're going to get Munson'd out in the middle of nowhere with that Ishmael cut.
Munson'd.
Double Ishmael.
Dude, look at Pink Eye Darren and the Walking Pneumonias. And that's Sean as well. Look at that pink eye. Is that pink eye?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Everybody got all types of sick. And
everybody
when we got
sick.
To Finland, there was we had a doctor come to the dressing room and check everyone out. Everybody got prescribed antibiotics and shit.
Yeah.
Antibiotics?
Well, dude, we took a
every single person.
We took everyone except me, because I already had antibiotics I was taking.
We took a Russian train for 12 hours from Helsinki to Moscow. And the vent, like, if you looked at the vent that's, like, recycling your air, it looks like it hasn't been cleaned since the 50s.
I'm sure it's true.
I woke up the next day with, like, I was coughing up, like, black shit.
I heard in Russia, gross. You're either, like, dirt-ass poor as fuck or, like, super rich. There's no middle.
Yeah, probably.
I heard all the poor, all the girls don't make much money, but they spend all their money on the fucking clothes so they can get rich husbands, because they all dress fucking, like, their fucking fashion's
pretty tight,
though.
Man.
They all have them high boots and, like, skinny little pants and fucking, they're all built great and fucking.
And, dude, they have, like, mom jeans, and their asses still look good in mom jeans. So imagine if they had, like, American jeans, you know?
American
jeans. Remember white jackets?
What do American jeans look
like? Remember a white jacket?
American jeans have, like, they're designed to make your ass look good. So imagine if they had that.
Yeah. These girls were getting away with, like, shitty-ass mom butt jeans.
Like, you know those, like, mom-ass jeans? With
like,
no
stonewashed jeans up to their belly buttons?
Exactly.
Mom jeans.
They had mom jeans, and they still looked good.
Yeah. We saw probably the most beautiful girl I've ever seen ever on the earth.
Do you have a photo? Yeah.
Dude, I couldn't even think of what a camera meant or was.
All anyone said was just like, ugh.
No joke.
Chad turned around, he's like, Louis, check this girl out. And I was already just like this.
And like Hannah's like, a girl like that, I wouldn't even fuck her because she's just, I would just look at her.
Yeah,
like,
you don't need.
I don't want to mess her up.
You don't need to. Yeah. You don't need.
I don't
want to
mess her up.
I would just look at her naked. Dude, and just be like, oh my god.
Man, did you? You didn't get a photo,
dude? I told you. I was staring. I was hardly able to fucking continue walking. I'm surprised all three of us didn't just drop on the floor.
We were actually bummed out. Like every single one of us, we were just like, oh, man.
It hurts when you see a girl that looks that good.
She's like, probably white blonde hair. Like
probably no. I want
to
know.
Dude, every dude that she walks past just wants to like throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Just like, fuck it, man.
Dude, I give up.
And every other girl was fucking amazing looking, like they were all 15s and 20s. This girl was just off the fucking chart, for real.
Literally.
Yeah, I think I saw God. Maybe she was.
Yeah.
That's what God looks like to me, I think.
She could probably heal the wounded.
Well, what was she wearing?
A white fur coat. Kind of a bummer, but it was a white fur coat.
Boots?
Boots. The coat was like real wide and short.
Fishy nets?
No.
Skirt, jeans.
All right, dude, what's the hottest skirt. Girl right now? Like
skirt.
Megan Fox or something?
I guess.
Megan Fox is like a three.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sick of her.
This is in the hotel when we walked up.
With Patch Adams.
At 3 a.m., everybody mooned the fucking reception desk. Patch Adams and his clowns, Darren singing to all of you with a bunch of strangers.
And Patch said, if you sing me a song right now, I'll moon the entire lobby.
Jesus. What a shit show disaster.
Weird. Destroyed.
Was this the club that is New Year's every night?
This is in the lobby of the hotel. Upstairs they have a second
level.
Did
they want to kill you guys?
No, they let us do anything we wanted. Everybody's in clown outfits. Totally drunk on Russian vodka. This is a CKY song. Listen to everybody sing the air guitar part.
Yeah, we sing guitar.
Was Doyle singing?
Yeah, this was like
were you singing guitar?
This was pretty. This is like an epic moment.
Everyone's just singing guitar.
Russian girl. What's up, shit face?
There he is. Oh, thank you.
What
oh,
is it?
Marvel.
Carl's here with a bottle of Jesse's favorite whiskey,
this
Valentine's.
This is the best whiskey you could ever drink in your life.
Real.
Yeah. Want a sip?
Sort of.
All right, so let's talk about all the hookers Carl got.
Yeah.
Carl. Dude, all right, you know what? Let's play El Bandita.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then we're going to come back.
Jesse,
save me the big one.
Ellie Bandita, remember she opened up for us in the Milkweg?
It is
Ellie
good,
Bandita,
though.
Dude. She dropped Bandita. These CDs off for us when we played in Amsterdam.
She's kind of got some Wendy O to her.
Where's your hat at?
She's a fucking wild one, dude. She's fucking tough bitch, man. She's fucking... She's good. I like her. She's serious, fucking crazy ass bitch. She deserves it. So,
Uber sex.
Yeah, let's do that one. All right. Ella Bandita.
Radio Bam, Rock and Roll, Series 28. Faction.
Dyke ass. It's a good thing you don't know. You give me lots of extra shit.
Baby.
Nice, good.
And now back to Radio Bam.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. So I'm here. I'm here with Chad Eigensburg, Jesse Mejiras of CKY, Lou Goyle, Greta Taylor, Moxie.
The entire Moxie.
Drum Tech Carl and the
That deserves a Moxie song play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Dude, that chick El Bandita opened for us a bunch of years ago in Amsterdam, and she was just naked as shit, like,
what do you,
playing guitar.
On stage?
Just on stage. There's like fucking 15-year-old kids in the audience.
She played one of them keytar, like weird old synth.
Yeah, like a keytar.
Like a battery-powered thing.
And she was just naked as
shit. So how was Carl on this tour?
Carl's badass, dude.
Just badass.
Carl. You guys are drum butt buddies.
Carl's they're fucking man. Drinking buddies.
No, you have no idea.
You're drinking, drumming, butt buddies.
We were hanging with the Clutch drummer, and he was just talking like, so what does Jess use? Like double ply?
Yeah,
like,
he outdorked me with drums.
Yeah, and
you got outdorked?
I got outdorked.
You're just like, I have no idea, man.
Jesse had the worst.
What was he talking about?
Drum set, dude.
He talked to me for about an hour about a hi-hat stand until my eyes rolled into the back of my head. Yeah. And I was just like,
a hi-hat stand.
Like, he was talking about the metal of a hi-hat stand.
And what about
what
it?
What kind of metal it was.
And what, was he like super happy about it? Oh man, this titanium fucking.
Dude, that guy just lives drums, like eats, sleeps, shits drums.
Does it have a steel tube or a titanium tube? And I was like,
I don't know, man.
I'm like, we just put our foot on it.
It says Tama on it. I don't know.
Yeah, we stayed an extra night in Scotland, and Clutch played the night after we did there.
Yeah, that was a good show.
And how'd that go?
It was good. It was fun.
Heard Darren had a whiskey.
Just added to it.
Where'd you hear that? On the internet?
That's just what I heard.
Well, somebody's been talking. People have been talking on the internet about that. I don't know.
Lem Farrow told me.
Oh, really?
Glenn Farrow. Speaking of Glenn Farrow, dude.
We just played a song.
Want to play some Glenn Farrow?
I will, soon.
Oh, Jesse's got a new record out that he's trying to destroy CKY with.
Shut the fuck up.
That's a compliment, dude. That's a big fucking challenge.
That is a compliment,
wanna,
Jess.
It is.
Because it's good.
You want to go for fucking destroying CKY, you better fucking step it up.
Yeah, if you were gonna, this is the way to do it.
So you think this outsteps CKY, dude?
No.
Step to CKY.
You think this steps to CKY?
CKY had huge billboards in the subway in Russia.
Nah.
Just walking down the subway.
Yeah, just walking in the subway.
Billboards.
Really?
Yeah.
Dice walked up to a girl and was like, that's me. Yeah. Remember he pointed at her? He goes, that's me.
And then
he shook her head and walked away.
And then he said, and then he was talking to some girl like, yeah, like the American dream, man. Like
just
guns.
Having a gun.
Just having a gun.
When I get home, I just can't wait to grip my Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
I know.
That's me. That's
like,
me right
there. We're the only Americans.
See that poster there, babe? Yeah. Well, yeah. That's me.
That's fucking me.
That's fucking me.
Jess, is this a new Cum Pony band?
The Cum Pony.
That's a joke I would have made, dude. That's awesome.
You like the Cum Pony?
The Cum Pony?
Is this out?
Yeah, it just came out this week.
I don't know. You got any extras?
Yeah, it's for you, man.
You can have mine.
Yeah.
You can have mine. All right, you want to play some comedy band?
Sure.
All right, man.
Which one?
The zombie.
Yo, wait, real quick. Driving down the road, ran over a toad on my component.
Band.
All right, well, where is it?
All right, Zombie Barricades.
Oh, you have it?
Sing it to us, Jess, because I don't have the CD.
How's it go?
Is that it in front of you, dude?
It's right here, man.
Oh, they stuck it in the CD case? That's fucking
track
stupid.
One, that's easy. Even though it's track seven.
The Company Band featuring Neil Fallon of Clutch, Jesse Mejiras of CKY,
Glenn Farrow,
James A. Rhoda of Fireball Ministry,
Brad Davis of Fu Manchu.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like Fu Manchu.
Bragging points.
Bragging points.
What do you got? All right, it's an all-star band. That's only because Jess is in it.
All-star band, comedy band. This is Zombie Barricades on Radio Bam Series 28.
What track, dude?
Track one, motherfucker.
Oh, good idea to put the good one first. All right, kick
Where's this Carl whiskey?
Yeah. we're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Carl. Carl just brought over some fine whiskey.
Now, I was hoping
no,
Jesse,
that was me,
Jesse's
in it. What? That's mine.
Carl just delivered it.
Well, I gave it to Carl to hold.
Jess bought it for his personal bar at home, but I don't know why you didn't.
You have everything.
Never cracked that because it might not make it back.
It's not making it back. It's Mayan.
Nah, he got you something better, I think.
It's Mayan.
Jesse thought twice, dude. He got a better bottle
it's
for himself.
It's Mayan.
That's the sacrifice.
That's the 10-year-old shit. Jesse's got a bottle of 35-year-old shit, dude.
I know what I'm doing.
Where's this from?
Scotland.
Scotland. What, you held it the whole time?
The fucking best whiskey ever. You can't even get it.
What, you had it in your bag the whole time?
Duty free, man.
Why didn't you... Wait a minute.
Because I already had too
Scotland
much.
Scotland was your first venue.
But they have it in Poland.
Duty free.
Oh, yeah. You were in Poland?
Yeah, Warsaw. We had to connect planes.
How was that?
Awful.
I took a shit and then I left.
Yeah. The best thing to do on tour is to be duty free.
Mm-hmm.
Having a shit is the worst problem about touring. That's the only thing that sucks about touring in general.
The farty butt tour.
Is shitting in random
trying to find a place and a time where you're going to have to time out. Louis.
I haven't had the poo the whole time.
Had an Irish naked ass just open up out of the bunk at 3 in the morning and rip a sick ass fart and then just put some.
Dude, I don't know what's going on with European food, but it's the fartiest food you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
It got to a point on the bus where farts weren't funny anymore.
Yeah.
And that's strange, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, bump, 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 bump,
above me, like, I had the bottom bunk. In the middle bunk, right above me, was Hannah. And, dude, he had, like, record, like, 30-second farts.
He's the most farty person I've ever met.
Like, he shits 5 times a day. Before noon.
I remember one morning, like, I was just waking up in my bunk, like, you know, yawning, and I just hear, like, like, that long. It was, like, 10 seconds
Hannah's
long.
Farts were, I was directly across from him, so his farts were my alarm clock.
Yeah.
So when we were, like, stopped and ready to load in, he would fart a few times, and I knew we had about an hour.
Yeah.
I jacked off in the bunk once.
I jacked off.
How many times?
Not a lot. 3, maybe. How about the time that
Where'd
I was
you
given,
come at?
A sock.
Louis would always keep his sock. Louis would stuff his socks
was it a
under
Kmart?
His mattress.
No, it was a nice black sock. I got the task.
Nice
I got the task to wake up the whole band one day.
He's like, jack off in the.
He's
in
like,
the
dude, wake up, wake up, everyone. I was like, all right. So I went back. I yelled. I said, time to wake up. And
fucker.
Dude, Chad wanted to fucking murder me for the rest of the week.
Chad hates it when you wake him up.
Chad in the morning, man.
Yeah.
And especially if he gets awoken by cigarettes.
Oh, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I made that bad decision. I was in Amsterdam. I was like, it was like noon. I felt it was appropriate. I'm like, God damn it. Nobody has fucking cigarettes. I'm like, yeah. I know Chad does. So I'm like, yo, Chad, man, you got a cigarette? Dude, I'm fucking sleeping.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know, but do you have a cigarette? I'm sleeping.
No, it's the smell of cigarettes that pissed me off, not the fucking request
Dude,
for them.
And I never knew what you were talking about until in Germany I was awoken
and
to,
I
like,
smoke.
My bunk was filled with cigarette smoke, and I just awoke to that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to kill every one of you.
Did you jack off in the bunk?
I understood.
Yeah.
Jess?
Of course.
He snores
Where'd
like a
come
fucking
at?
Motherfucker.
Just in my boxers.
Ew, man. What about you?
Me, I don't do that on tour.
You don't jack off on tour?
Come on, man.
Nah,
what happened?
You're a liar.
What?
You're a liar.
I just don't.
You're a liar.
Yeah.
I fucking don't on tour.
He can
like,
still get girls.
I mean,
how do you go
like shit,
2 weeks
it
on
sucks.
A tour and not jack off in the bunk?
He would sneak off to the hotel room.
Maybe I did it in the hotel
Carl, room. How many times did you jack off?
In the bunk?
Yeah.
Probably twice, maybe.
Where'd you come at?
Sock.
What is it with you and the sock?
Did you guys split a pair?
Well, yeah. I got a bag of clean socks from a venue, and I just hit them in my bunk. And every morning, Louie would be like, I need a clean sock.
So I let it land all over the blanket.
So I would just, I was like a sock dispenser every morning for whacking off.
I let it land in the blanket, and then I just slept in it.
How about when Louie woke you up and
meanwhile,
said, Carl,
I
missed you
like two bunks up. I could have wind up banging her out, but it was too complicated.
Carl.
What?
Remember, I was like, yo,
Carl.
All right, I can tell this better.
All right, go ahead.
I'm laying in my bunk. I'm just putting my headphones on to go to sleep, and Louie acts like the bus is on fire. He's like, Carl, man, you got to see this. I rip open my curtain and shove my head out there and literally bang my face into his cock.
And everyone had a big problem with me changing. Chad's like, you just changing in front of
dudes. Did your face actually hit Lawrence's
dick? It was maybe a centimeter away.
I felt his breath on my cock.
And then Darren walked in and was like, Jesus Christ, Louie. But just stood there and watched anyway.
Yeah, Louie has that thing where he has to fucking... I see no one else naked on this tour. But for some reason, Louie finds a way to end up having to be naked running out of the shower.
Louie's the skinniest fat dude I've ever seen.
No, I lost
he's
it.
He's so skinny.
I lost it.
Oh, yeah. He probably lost it.
A little bit, dude. You should keep going.
It seems like the bigger your belly gets, though, the more you like to take photos of yourself naked.
Yeah.
Not me.
You see him scrubbing the pool naked. Dude, like, he'd be in the dressing room getting changed. I'm like, dude, just go in the bathroom and get changed. No. Dick had to be full out in front of all the dudes. All right, we got to play 69 Eyes.
I thought we were going to play a Moxie song since they're all here.
Do you want to?
Yeah, they're all here.
Where is it?
Maybe they could promote something.
I don't have it.
Really? Does any Moxie people have CDs on them?
I got...
Yo, Ishmael.
I didn't want to bring up a sore subject.
Where's Ishmael? Where's Ishmael?
What's the sore subject?
A Moxie CD. We don't have one, do we?
Well, we could play 69 Eyes in the meantime.
All right, yeah, UC was out to the Finland... show he came
How did
out
that go?
Said, yeah, yeah, young, yeah, fun. Rad, dude.
Was he kicking it?
Yeah, we had the barbecue Barbies open up. My friend Nick.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Good.
Did they rock?
It's weird because in Finland, people don't show up until like exactly
when you
show time. Yeah,
yeah, like the opener had like seriously.
How was the Finland show?
Fun. It was good, except I felt bad for your friend's band because they played like 40 people.
Right, but whatever. I mean, that's... Yeah.
What, and then everybody showed up after that? Like everyone knows what time the headliner goes on.
Yeah.
And then
oh, you think
get
that was the best show of the tour?
For you guys?
Yeah, for us as players.
No.
What was the best performance by Ziggy?
Hannah said the...
I think the best...
No, actually, you know what? It was that
Hannah
one.
Hannah said
it was
Helsinki
that one.
Was our
I was
best
confused.
Performance.
Performance-wise,
the
it was
crowd
that
was
one.
Mediocre. Yeah. Well, what about crowd-wise? I'd say...
I think the craziest fuckers were Germany.
Portsmouth was sold out.
Germany,
dude,
was
Cologne,
fucking nuts. It was the smaller venue, but everybody was going like ape shit.
Oh, when them Turbo Jugend guys say like, hey, they all put their own chants
into the
song.
When it was like, rats, like they were like jumping 4 feet up in the air like
cats.
They were on goddamn Wolverines high on angel dust.
I felt like a bucket of shit that show, too. And then as soon as I saw how into it they
cats,
were.
Cats, they like their paw and then scratch their head.
Cats,
Germany was the craziest bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were fucking out of their minds.
All right, you ready for 69 guys?
What track?
69 guys.
This video is going to be out.
I've had more.
Dead End Gone featuring Benji Madden.
I heard this all over the radio when we were there, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're from... Yeah.
I heard it twice since I got driven back and forth from the hotel right before the gig and it was on the radio.
I think it's fabulous. Here we go.
You did the video.
I did the video and I'm also in it. So
is it done?
It's done.
Oh, my God, that is awesome.
Well, when can other people see it?
Probably in like a week. Oh, cool. All right, I got a Moxie CD after this.
All right, cooking tracks. Here we go, 69 Eyes.
Meet a friend. I don't wanna stay here.
doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a bonus. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Dead and Gone, 69 Eyes from Finland. And you can check out the video. It'll probably be out in like a week. And now we have Lou Goyle of the Moxie, who wrote... Did you do this in fucking Russia?
No, I did it while in the studio with the maxi pads.
With the maxi pads?
Yeah. I don't have a pick, though. Well, I performed
that
this
bad? Why don't you get a quarter?
Do you have a pick,
Chad? Dude, I ran out of picks on this tour, and I was literally playing with, like, euros.
Jess, where's the pick?
I was using euros.
Oh, Taylor just walks around with picks?
He's a guitar player, man. Totally. Yeah, you need a pick, dude.
I gotta get my lyrics out.
So this is the desert song. Is that what it's called? You gotta get your lyrics out.
Louis played this song in Russia after CKY played. So you closed the tour out, and pretty much opened for you.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I let you
we thought you'd get booed, dude.
Yeah, they cheered me on.
That rhymed.
So I got this song. All right, ready?
In the desert. What? That's the wrong chord.
It's out of tune.
You want to tune it?
What?
How does Chad know?
I think it's good. It'll work.
I don't know how to tune a guitar, but I can tune a fish.
You're simple.
I mean, I could pretty much adjust my voice to anything, but...
All right. Go ahead. Do it. This is a new version.
In the desert.
Yeah.
Hot desert heat. In the desert. Can you fix my phone? Cold, wicked streets.
Oh shit.
Driving down the road, I ran over a toad on my pony. Oh, it's real out of tune. All right, hold on. In the desert. Hot desert heat. In the desert.
I think this went over better.
All right,
ready?
A blowing tumbleweed. So hard to disagree. It's a desert. Walking bare feet past cacti in the street. It's a desert, yeah. Whoa, 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 in the desert. Desert heat. In the desert, yeah. Whoa, 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 in the desert. I can't find one. Is wicked dry, so hard to make it by in the desert. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Your guitar's out of tune. You should have stormed off stage.
Yeah, that's right.
We have time for one more song.
A Moxie song?
The Maxi Pads. Is that what you said?
Number two.
Did Lou just lose?
Number two?
Lose
what's it
play?
Called? Dead Wrong?
Dead Wrong.
Number two.
Greta always has the best hair.
So awesome.
Her hair? Does Ryan Oldie do her hair?
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah. I'm scratching his back.
All right.
No, but she does, though. Look at it.
I can't see it from here.
It's always, like, always perfect.
This radio room set up like shit. Hey,
seriously, it's always like, yeah, look.
Bam, this is the first show that hasn't been a rerun for a while, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, we're back.
Yo, Pendarvis.
Yeah, because you guys were on a fucking tour, Pendarvis. They were on a European tour. There was nothing they can do. And then Murray was the only one that could do it, but he got a DUI, so he can't even drive. So I got to pick him up at the fucking 30th Street Station.
I heard Murray came out to do a radio show, but he was too wasted to figure out how to do it.
Yes.
That's awesome. I'll ask him again. Yes. All right. Sorry about that. Here's a new episode of Radio Bam. Rock and roll with... Motherfucking Moxie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not it, is it? Track two, right? Oh, that was a good intro. Here it is.
There you go.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Hey.